Welcome to Truth Matters Church, contending for the faith one verse at a time. You can receive our devotionals each week by email. Subscribe at truthmatterschurch.org. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy. Heading into Ephesians chapter 5, we find ourselves in the middle of a lengthy discourse from the Apostle Paul on the Christian's obligation to live rightly. In fact, this theme continues through the end of his epistle, so we should prepare ourselves for quite a bit more godly advice from Paul as we continue unpacking this beautiful letter. In Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2, he writes, "Therefore be imitators of God, as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma." Besides one other instance in the book of Hebrews, Paul is the only New Testament writer to use imitate, or the Greek mimetes, which can also be understood as mimic, and he always used it in relation to copying another's godly behavior and lifestyle. For example, he says in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 11, "Be imitators of me, just as I am of Christ." And in 1 Thessalonians 1, verses 6 and 7, he says, "You also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia." Paul's encouragement to believers here is to act like him in imitating Christ. But how do we do this? Well, thankfully, he answers this immediately. "And walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us." It really doesn't get any more basic than this. One of the easiest ways that we can imitate God is to imitate his Son, and that's by walking in love toward God and toward others. Unlike English, in Greek there are at least 6 different words to describe love, and they cover a wide gamut of emotion and action. In our verse today, Paul uses the familiar word agapo, which is a deep-felt, brotherly, affectionate love. And unsurprisingly, this is the same word that Jesus used when he told us to love our neighbors as ourselves, in Matthew 19:19, to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, in Mark 12, verse 30, and of the Father's love for us when he gave his only Son for us, in John 3:16. Agapo is a sacrificial, selfless love, and one that is not tied to emotion or to personal gain. This is a type of love that characterizes every corner of a strong Christian's life, and therefore can be an earthly example worthy of imitating in our quest to imitate God himself. When we walk in this agapo love, we also imitate an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. Paul's Jewish readers would have immediately connected this statement to the Old Testament commands regarding offerings and sacrifices made on the altar, which were being tied directly to Christ as both a high priest and a final propitiation for a believer's sin. See Exodus 29, Leviticus 1, and Numbers 28 and 29 for some examples. While here Paul is speaking specifically of Christ's atoning sacrifice, it should still be our aim and goal to walk in such a way that our lives are a fragrant aroma to the Lord. In fact, Paul confirms that when we walk in love and the knowledge of Christ, we are a fragrance of Christ to God, among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, an aroma from death to death, and to the other, an aroma from life to life. He writes that in 2 Corinthians 2, verses 15 and 16. The first part of that verse really stood out to me, "For we are a fragrance of Christ to God." Now just picture that. Our imitation of Christ's agapo love is a familiar and present scent that wafts up to the Father's throne. It's a perfume that reminds him of his Son's ultimate obedience and sacrifice to save the lost. As we consider this truth today, let's ask the Lord to help us better imitate his deep and lasting agapo love. In each situation that we encounter, may we take it as an opportunity to reflect Christ to our family, our friends, and our neighbors. And may our heartfelt, selfless, humble imitation of this type of love be a pleasant and a sweet aroma that reaches all the way to the Father's throne in heaven. thank you so much for listening today. Again, if you'd like to receive these weekly devotionals by email, go to truthmatterschurch.org and subscribe to our newsletter. You can also mark us as a favorite on Sermon Audio and subscribe to this as a podcast on Apple, iHeart, TuneIn, and many other platforms. Have a blessed day.